This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Kevin, he's listening in Kansas. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a quick question. In Genesis 2:24, I understand that, you know, we're taught that marriage in the eyes of God is between one man and one woman, and that Jesus teaches us in Matthew 19 anything outside of that would be considered, you know, adulterous. I understand that the Bible just gives us the facts that many men had multiple wives throughout history, but how come some of them, like David or Solomon or other guys like that, how come they weren't known as adulterers for their many wives, even though we know Scripture teaches marriage is one man and one woman?
Good question, but the difference that we have in the Bible is a difference between what is descriptive and what is prescriptive. So what the Bible does is demonstrate the consequences that follow inexorably, like night follows day, when someone does something that is outside the will of the Lord. You certainly see that in the most graphic of terms with David's son Solomon. You see that in the end, Solomon's many wives and concubines turned his eyes away from the Lord. And so he died really in a miserable condition. When you think about it, he was building pagan shrines and altars to pagan gods for his pagan wives. So the edict is clear, Deuteronomy 17:17, memorable because of its address. You must not multiply wives. And if this was true for the kings, how much more was it true for the people? But polygamy was practiced in spite of God's warnings, in spite of the prescriptions that you find in Scripture. And you are correct to say Genesis 2:24 is a classic case in point in the New Testament, Matthew 19, but it doesn't end there. There are so many other passages that make clear the very point that you just made. A wife must not separate from her husband. It's never plural, not husbands. And 1 Timothy points out that an overseer must be the husband of one wife, not multiple wives. So I think the principle is very clear in Scripture, but the Bible doesn't airbrush anything. It presents people with all their proclivities, with all their warts and moles and wrinkles, and thank God, God accepts us not because we're righteous, but rather because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.